Welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the lock bosses that want to learn and want to grow. But guess what? We also want you to win. And in order for you to do that, you need to join us every live YouTube giveaway. All you need to do is go over to YouTube, type in CLK Supplies, or use the hashtag LockBoss, or even better, in the show notes, just click on the link, it'll take you right there. Watch any of our current videos and you'll see exactly how you can join the fun for free, and together we will learn, grow, and win. Hey everyone, welcome back to another hashtag LockBoss show and giveaway. I'm PJ. This is my dad, Pete, also known as the Lock Father, for any of you who don't know. And we have a full show here for you today. So we're going to be going over the post of the week, the comment of the week. We have some crazy locksmith job stories from the Lock Father, which I'm going to hear right along with you. Then we're going to announce our five weekly hashtag LockBoss winners. And then we have something special in store for those of you who are watching live. So you want to stick around until the end I'm mispronouncing words all the time all of a sudden. Stick around until the end and it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it for you. So, and on top of that, you know, as I'm thinking and not saying words clearly, it just came to mind. I'm going to give you at the very, very end, I'm going to give you a little fact about the Lock Father that you don't know.
God help me. I can't pronounce any words.
So stick around for that. We're going to have some fun. So, Lock Father, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Drink some Topo Chicos. Cheers to all you out there. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Have some fun. You ready?
Name of the game. Fun, baby.
All right. Let's do it. Hey, let's start with the post of the week. So we look here. We actually have two of them going on here. So the one on the left was sent to us by Chad S. And man, there's a lot of good stuff in there, you know, between the CLK pinning kit. I see the big bro sitting there. I see the We're a Screwdrivers on the right. That's a pretty good looking setup for Reiki and some locks, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
So that's good stuff. You know, a little fun fact about that is if you look on the pinning kit, you're going to see where it says CLK Supplies, and you're going to notice that doesn't look like our normal logo. So that is actually my original logo that I paid a buddy a breakfast.
Big spender.
Well, hey, when you don't have any money, I mean, what else do you do, right?
That's it.
So it's kind of fun to see that. That's a cool little logo there. But that'll be, I think that's the last trace of it out there. Do you remember that logo? Remember, see it in there?
I can't see nothing without my glasses. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
The key there? Perfect. So that's good. Chad S., thanks for sending that in. And then the other one, so I actually did two this week. I saw two of them. They were cool. Figure I'd share. We have Back Pocket Locksmith going up there. Got the shades on, looking up with the precision hoodies on. Actually, same one I'm wearing here. Good stuff. Good stuff there. So Back Pocket Locksmith and Chad S., thanks for sending that stuff in. Really cool here.
That makes it awesome. Good to see people.
It does. All right. Next up is the comment of the week from John Shelton. He says, there is a common denominator in the videos that were the favorites. No PJ. You know, hey, John, I was picking up on that too. I was like, hold on. You know, we keep going around the table. Now, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, for the end of year video, we got everyone on the social team.
to sit down and say what their favorite video was. And they happened to essentially all pick videos that I was not in or a part of.
Yeah, the Halloween one was pretty cool. I mean, I was impressed with it.
Yeah, so was I. I didn't see it until everyone else did. But, you know, Lockfather, tell me, you know, I mean, how should I feel about the social staff sitting there and saying their favorite videos were ones that I wasn't a part of?
Well, remember, it's not all about you.
Yep.
No, it's great that they don't need you all the time to do stuff, you know.
No, they're just saying that the videos that they liked were the ones that I was not in.
I'd rather see the girls than you any day. I'm sure most people out there would.
Okay, good stuff. So yeah, that was good, John. I thought that was pretty funny as well.
And Connor's, you know, as the Joker, he that was good.
Yes, yeah, that was perfect timing with Connor. You know, so the video of the craziest locksmith fan, the little yellow
three-wheeler,
thank you. That video we actually shot the same day as our Halloween party, and so Connor was dressed up as the Joker,
right?
And I just couldn't resist when he got inside that just to drive it just for a second.
Yeah.
I went over and snapped a couple pictures because it's like you have someone dressed up. I mean, it really made me think of like the Batman,
right?
Was it Return? What Batman was it? The Return
of the Joker or something? The original one, it was Batman, but the Joker was in it.
Well, it was the one that Heath Ledger was the Joker. Man, I guess it tells you how up we are on Batman. But anyways, I thought it was great seeing the three-wheel with him in it. It's kind of like the whole thing's crazy looking.
Yeah, that was my favorite video of the year.
That one?
Yeah, because you got a bigger kick out of driving it than me.
It's actually really fun to drive.
It is. And now since we have brakes, it's really fun.
It is. Now, how long until it's going to be done for us to
It's been snowing, so, you know, I can't go pick it up because unless I take the pickup and, you know, equipment trailer and load it up, because I'll just be sliding and no traction and I only have to go 3 or 4 miles, but probably crash it.
So are you saying we're not going to know for a few months?
Right. Get out of the weather. No, I'll probably work on it at home because I'm bringing it home.
Okay. Cool.
So I can put my radios in and whatnot, stereo.
Okay. All right. So let's move right along to locksmith jobs gone wrong. Lockfather story time. So let me go and adjust this here. So tell us some crazy locksmith job stories.
Well, a gentleman comes in and says, I need my box fan keyed. They were the Stritek 1660 keys, two of the doors. The third one on back was a Y11.
Ken?
And he goes, I need them all keyed alike. And we told him it couldn't be done without changing maybe the lock if we can find one, the handle. He goes, no, I need it now. And we told him, sorry, it just can't happen. Well, that's what I want. And I said, I understand that, but I can't do that without some research to see if we can get one of those handles.
Yeah.
And the guy was flipping out. I mean,
like angry.
Yeah, because he goes, you can't do what I want.
Was he calling you any names?
No.
Okay.
Came close, but I'm always calm and collect most of the time. So eventually he said, okay, you know, just make the two and then the back one different.
Okay.
But it's funny when your customers come in and they want this stuff and you just, it's not, can't be done unless you replace something. Sometimes, not always, because they just don't make that type of lock for that situation.
Okay.
So, you know, so we did the job and he was happy with what we could do, but still not happy.
I mean, but so did he have a key that it fit everything already?
No, he had no keys.
Oh, okay. So he didn't already realize that there was going to be two different keys.
Right. Because a key's a key. It will fit anything, you know.
Oh, yeah. Key's a key. It will fit anything. That should be your quote.
It's just a key. But it's crazy, you know, because there's a zillion type of keys and different applications.
Sure.
So that's one. And then the other was, gentleman, another in the shop story,
okay,
came in and says, yeah, I got these two rigs I want to be keyed alike.
Okay.
I said, are they the same brand? Well, they're both cars or trucks. And I said, yeah, but what brand are they? One's a Chevy and one's a Ford. Okay. No, one's a Chrysler. And I said, well, we can't key those alike. And if they were the old ones, were Lee, I forget the full name, Lee's company made Medicos to fit in the old stuff.
Okay.
And then we could have, you know, keyed them, put Medico and keyed them to the same, but that's not what happened. And he goes, you don't understand. I need them both to be the same. And I said, sir, you got to buy the same brand and hopefully within the same year, the key blanks, because they change all the time.
Yeah.
And he just, you can't do what I want. I said, no, I can't, because there's no way I can redo it. And of course, he was unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Did he call you names?
No.
Okay.
He goes, you guys just don't understand. And I said, yes, we do. We just can't change, you know, makes and models to suit you. If you got, well, because when I had all the Ford vans, I made everything one key to make it easy. But that was the worst mistake, because everybody would take other people's stuff out if they broke it. And nobody knew where it went, right?
Uh-huh.
So we got rid of that. Then the last one is I went to install a deadbolt on a door. It was apartment on one side, his business on the other.
Okay.
And I said,
so it was an interior door then?
Interior.
Okay.
And he goes, I want a deadbolt installed. I said, okay, you want a key on each side? He goes, no, I want a key on one side. And I said, why would you only want it on one side? Because somebody in your house could just walk in to them. And he goes, no, my side's going to be locked with the key and the other side's going to have the thumb. I said, so you want those people to be able to get into your house?
Uh-huh.
He goes, no, that's the reason we have the deadbolt. Yeah, tell me about it. I said, we can put a half deadbolt on where it's key only on your side, nothing on the other side. Or we can put a double cylinder deadbolt on it and then put the screws on your side, unless you get a commercial one, what's their covered, you know, you can't see them.
Yeah.
And then we can do that. No, you don't understand. I want a deadbolt. And I said, well, I've just explained the three or four different types of deadbolts, what are available to do what you want. Because you don't want your tenant to come into your part and you don't want to go into that part. I said, so what do you want me to do? Put the deadbolt on.
Okay, the single cylinder?
Single cylinder. So I did that. And I said, which way do you want the key to be facing?
Okay.
And he goes, on my side. And I said, but the other side, he just didn't comprehend what I was laying down.
Uh-huh.
And then, so I did that. And he goes, great job. You know, he was real happy.
Okay.
2 weeks later, he calls and says, well, they got in my house. And I said, well, I explained the hell to you, sir. And he goes, well, I didn't think they could get in my house. I said, yes, that's why I said put a double cylinder on. And they can't. Or put two on, one facing his way and one facing your way. And you can have the single cylinder if that's what you want. But I've just put a double cylinder.
Yeah.
So,
and what would you do?
Took that one off and put a double cylinder on. But it cost them twice.
Okay, so I have a question about this one, though. Because, so, what was it like after you installed the deadbolt? And you typically, you know, show someone, like, hey.
I set it up. I put it together in my hand. And said, this guy can just go like this. And you got to use a key.
Oh.
And he goes, okay, well, that's fine. And I said, I don't want my kids getting into their place.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what about them getting into yours? Oh, well, that's the reason we have the deadbolt. And so.
Oh, I love it.
Unfortunately, it cost them twice.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And he goes, well, won't you give me credit for that one? I said, no, sir, because it's used. If you want me to take it, I'll take it. And I'll make some keys for it and donate it to Habitat. you know.
Yeah. Now, most of the time, at least when, you know, you showed me how to do stuff, like if you install a deadbolt on a door, okay, and you're done before you leave, you have the customer try it.
Right.
Right. Make sure you guys are on the same page.
Well.
Right. Yeah. Did you do that?
Absolutely.
And so you had this gentleman on one side try the key.
Right.
And then open it up, get on the other side and do the thumb turn.
Well, go ahead and lock it. I said, that's okay. It's locked. And he turned and says, oh, okay, good. They have a way out. And I said, well, they got the front door and back door. This is that's an in-between
good.
Door.
That's good. I've never heard these stories before, but I mean, you saved the best for last on that one. Yeah. What does everybody think about that? That's
a fun
one.
Crazy. I mean,
that's a great, hey,
you're trying
we're,
to
we're telling them. Crazy stories.
Well, it's crazy. And then there's always the ones you can't say, but I had a lot of those in my lifetime. You know,
I thought that was just because you were good looking.
That's besides
the point.
They had no money after you already told them the price.
You're good looking and they had no money.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's a recipe
for disaster.
For disaster. Oh my gosh. Good stuff.
The world of locksmithing. Be prepared.
Be prepared. There you go. Good stuff. Oh man. I mean, how do we move on from that? I guess we just keep going.
That's it.
Going, hey guys, if you like these stories from the Lockfather, go ahead and hit that like button. Show the Lockfather you liked them.
Yeah, sound good.
All right here.
And I want to thank Doug.
Doug Kimber.
Kimber, yes, for sending me some pistachio nuts. That was very nice, but it wasn't necessary. But I thank you. And I left a message on Facebook or I text him off of my phone, but I never heard a reply. Okay. I did get them. They didn't eat them. I ate them. I still got a few, not many, but
do
I,
yeah.
Well, because I keep forgetting with all those goodies at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And the birthday, it always does. You get too much of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I got my Red Lobster card in my pocket. Can't wait to go there.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. All right, let's go ahead. Let's keep it going here. What do we have next? Ooh, it's giveaway time. All right, let's do the giveaway. Now, I want to show you two items that one lucky winner is going to be getting. Can you hand me both of those there, please? We have a mini SFIC lock caddy along with the Go No-Go. And as you know, if you've been watching the videos, you know that these two items go together like two peas in a pod.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of those because it really helped my guys.
Yeah.
Except they didn't read everything. It says front and back.
Okay. And they were putting it in.
Upside back.
I don't want it fit.
Well, yeah, it didn't work right. They go, this thing doesn't work. And I said, well, you got to look at it.
Good stuff. So one lucky winner is getting these two items. You want to make sure you hang around until after we're done with the giveaway too, because I have something extra in store for you and a fact about the Lockfather that you didn't know and that he has no idea I'm going to talk about.
I worry now.
He worries. He worries. All right, here we go.
Those things are great.
They are. All right, here we go. So if you win, you're going to want to email us at sales@clksupplies.com or call us at 800-848-6989 and we'll get your shipping address correct and get your gifts out soon. How to win? All you need to do is comment on our videos with the hashtag LockBoss. Winners are chosen from the comments on the previous week's videos. You know, that's so much simpler than when I was just randomly saying it, huh? You agree?
Well, sometimes you can't still say it.
Okay.
Better than I could do. But
okay. Yes. Well, all right.
I got you.
Oh, my gosh. That's good. All right, everybody, here we go. This week's winners are, winner number one is, oh no, shoot. Tipsy Turtle. Congratulations.
I like that name.
There we go. Winner number two this week is, which you happen to just see because I accidentally hit it twice, is Edward Mahoney. Edward, congratulations. Very cool. Here we go. Winner number three this week is Joseph Stein. Joseph, congratulations. Winner number four this week, Pouncer Mind. Is that Mind? Yeah, Mind. Yeah.
You're asking the wrong guy.
There we go. Pouncer Mind, congratulations. Very cool. And by the way, I recognize you. I know we comment back and forth all the time. It's just all of a sudden you see a name all of a sudden, and then you have to say it, and you're like.
Yeah, when I see your name, I go, oh, do I got to say it?
Yeah. Good stuff. And last but not least, winner number five this week is Jerry Holmes. Jerry.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Very cool. All right. So make sure all the winners, you email us, sales@clksupplies.com, or call us 800-848-6989. We'll get your shipping address correct. We're going to hook all five of you up. And one of the lucky winners is getting the mini SFIC lock caddy with the go, no go.
Well, those things are pretty expensive too. I mean, the little go, no go.
Yeah.
I love that tool.
Yeah.
All the new guys, I let them try it before they cap it.
Yeah.
One guy put it, you know, did it and says, yeah, it looks good. But he filled the cylinder all the way to the top. So you couldn't get the key in or out. And I go, what did you do? What did you put all these bottom pins in as top pins? Well, what do you mean? I said, there's bottom pins, top pins, driver pins, control pins, driver pins. It's all a top
pin. I'm going to give you a test after this with all these terms again.
Okay? Oh, great. No,
good stuff. All right. So would you mind me handing me? Yeah, thank you. All right, so here we go. Get up next slide here. All right. So this month, we actually just came out with our brand new Icon Lock Boss beanie, which is pretty cool. I actually grabbed an extra one for me right here to be mine. I tell you what, not only do they feel good, but as a really cool Lock Boss logo on there. And I love the little icons in there, the lock and key. Get it?
Yeah.
Lock and key.
Well, I was wondering if you're able to get some custom made with my logo on top of it being the lock box. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. So this is the deal, guys. So this is what we got going on. Any order online over $249, you can add one to your cart. You get it for free, which is very cool. But is what I wanted to do for those of you watching is I went down to the warehouse and grabbed a stack of five beanies. And I want to give them away to five of you watching just for hanging out with us, hanging out with the Lock Father, hearing some stories. I don't know. I feel like, nope, get my hair messed up on that.
Yeah, like you can mess it up.
And so as what we want to do is we want to give them away. All right. But I'm going to tell you a fact about the Lock Father, and you're going to be using that in the email. So don't email yet because you have to put something on there. So here we go, guys. So we'll circle back around to the beanies. Let me give you the fact. We'll get back to the beanies here. All right. So my oldest daughter and I came to the realization one day while we were talking that her grandpa, the Lock Father, has an addiction. And he has an addiction.
It's called work.
Yeah. To working with PVC pipes. The Lock Father here, and you know, I, after all the years that you brought me into this earth, I never figured it out on my own.
No, and it surprised me when Addie brought it up.
But he loves working with PVC pipe. You just do.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I mean.
It's quick and easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's glue, cut, and go.
Glue, cut, and go. And
because your daughter's asked me to make something out of PVC.
Yeah. So there's been several different like little things that he's made for them, and they happen to be out of PVC pipe.
Right. And then the one present, the handle was broken mm-hmm. years ago for Alice.
Yep.
And so I PVC pipe. He made it over perfect to push the cart.
Yeah, so he made this thing for with that PVC pipe. And so it's just kind of a fun joke that you guys like to know, but it is true. And he, you know, with his sprinkler system, he's always at its PVC pipe and he works on it a lot. And so we decided it was funny. And a little factoid for you.
When you got 10,000 feet of PVC pipe underneath
in the ground, you have 10,000 linear feet of PVC pipe in the ground.
Yeah, I like a big lawn. What can I say?
Good stuff, everybody. Okay, so this is the deal. Now that you are on the end of the fact about the Lock Father, Mr. PVC, be another name for you. If you
can't even decide what you're going
to
do.
I can't even decide, but here we go. So email in to sales@clksupplies.com. In the subject line, put Lockfather loves PVC, right?
Yeah.
And then in the subject, or not in the subject, in the body of the email, put your shipping address. And the first five that email in, one of these five, you're going to be getting a free Icon Lock Boss beanie. How about that?
That's pretty nice. But if somebody ever wants to order something like that, are they able to maybe put their company name above it?
It's 100% possible. If that's
check with the company.
Yeah, if that's something you want to do, go ahead and email us at sales@clksupplies.com about that, and I'm sure we can hook you up.
Because our guys wear Lock Boss stuff all the time. I said, well, we got to get our name on it if you're going to wear it.
You know, breaking uniform code.
That's it.
Good stuff, everybody. Well, hey, thanks for hanging out, having fun with us.
Thanks for having me.
Dad, thanks for coming back on. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, I enjoy coming.
Yeah. Fun to have you on. We'll have you back soon. How about that?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Well, hey, thanks for hanging out. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you same place, same time next week.
Have a good one.
See you, everybody.